Parenting Moments on Shine FM with Kimberly Eckerd, registered psychologist and founder of Eckerd Psychology and Education Center, every Wednesday here. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We started the topic of burnout, which I know a lot of people can relate to, and how we can best cope with that, I guess.
Yes. So today I'm going to help us understand what exactly is burnout. We know how it feels in our bodies and how our emotions crumble in the grip of it. But it was first defined by Herbert Fredenberger in 1975. And burnout has three components, Mike. Emotional exhaustion, which is the fatigue that comes from caring too much for too long. Depersonalization, the depletion of empathy. And number three, decreased sense of accomplishment, an unconquerable sense of futility. Feeling like nothing you're doing is making a difference.
Those all make sense.
Yeah. So in the 40 years since Herbert defined burnout, research has found it's the first element of burnout, emotional exhaustion, that's most strongly linked to negative impacts on our health, our relationships, and our work. So what exactly is an emotion and how do we exhaust it? Well, emotions involve the release of neurochemicals in the brain in response to some stimulus. So let's put this into an example, Mike.
Okay.
Let's say you see your child struggling with homework at the kitchen table. Your brain immediately releases a cascade of psychological changes. Your heart starts beating faster, your hormones shift, and you may even develop a pit in the bottom of your stomach. Your thoughts shift to memories of homework disasters of the past and future fantasies of that of your child not reaching their God-given potential. You suddenly feel this urge to walk over and hug them. Maybe to burn their homework too, I don't know. But that's emotion. It's automatic, it's instantaneous, and it's happening all the time. God's design is that if left to their own devices, feelings come and they end on their own. But the Nagoski sisters do a great job of providing this metaphor of what emotions are. They're like a tunnel to help us understand that if we get all the way through them, there's light at the end. But we often get stuck in the tunnel. Whether you are stuck because of constant exposure to difficult situations, or because you can't find your own way out of the tunnel, today is the day to reach out to someone you trust and let them know you need a safe place to express all your feelings, the nice ones and the messy ones. This is also why therapy works, to help us heal emotional exhaustion. And finally, it's really worth it to set aside time today to allow God to hear you groan.
Amen.
In Romans, it says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. I take such good comfort in that.
Indeed.
Mike.
Great that you shared that verse.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, that's Romans 8, 26 and 27 are really worth just reading and understanding that we can, even when we can't find words because we are emotionally exhausted, that the Holy Spirit groans on our behalf to our Heavenly Father.
Amen. That was a great look at what burnout is all about. Yeah, I think lots of people listening right now can relate to that. So thank you, Kimberly. Of course, Kimberly Eckerd and her team, you got a brand new associate or staff member on the team?
That's right. Ravimbo Kanyimba has joined our team. And she really enjoys working with adolescents and adults facing adversities of various kinds. And again, her verse that she claims in her work as a therapist is, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Beautiful.
And that's what we offer here at Eckerd Center, is hope. And our team is here to support anybody who is experiencing emotional exhaustion or has other issues that are impacting themselves or their family.
Okay. Well, Kimberly, I'll let you pass along a website and phone number.
Yes. So eckerdcenter.com, 403-230-2959. And we have our gift certificate, Mike.
Indeed.
And we're going to go with the person who needs a little extra time today because they're a little exhausted. Let's go with caller 7 today.
That might be a lot of people, Kimberly. 403-276-8888. Right now, caller number 7 for a gift certificate for a free initial consultation at Eckerd Psychology and Education Center. Thanks, Kimberly, and we'll continue the chat next Wednesday.
Great. Thanks, Mike.